Box A, the while loop. The while loop is commonly used when you need to repeat some statements an unknown number of times. For example, in a poker game, after every hand, the program might ask the user if he wants to play again. Based on this user input, the program will decide whether to repeat and play again or to exit the loop. Box A shows the general syntax of the while loop. Basically, you can read it as, while this condition is true, continue executing these statements. In this way, the loop continues to repeat until the condition becomes false. As a word of caution, make sure that your while loops have a means of terminating. For example, if your condition does not have a way to become false, then your program will enter into what is known as an infinite loop. Box B, the do while loop. The do while loop is similar to the while loop. However, a do while is guaranteed to execute at least once. Essentially, it says, do these statements at least once, regardless of the condition. Then, while the condition holds, continue to do these statements. So in the example, we see that the condition is false. However, because this is a do while loop, the statement inside the do block will still execute on the first run. This statement asks the user whether or not to continue looping, since the user input directly specifies the truth of the condition. Try entering this do while loop into a simple program to see more clearly how it works if you are not comfortable with it. Also, before continuing, it should be noted that loops can be nested together just like if-else statements. That is, a loop can contain a loop, which in turn can also contain a loop, and so on. An example is discussed in the textbook. Box C, the break keyword. Sometimes you want to handle special cases inside a loop that terminate the loop early. For example, you may iterate over a set of game items until you find a specific one. However, once you find it, you can stop your search and exit the loop, or you may need to provide a means to exit an infinite loop. To facilitate this case, C++ provides the break keyword, which breaks out of the current loop. Consider the code snippet in box C. Notice that we have a while loop with the condition of true, that is, the condition is literally always true. Consequently, this loop would loop forever, since the condition can never fail. However, the break keyword provides a way to exit out of any loop, regardless of the condition. So take a look at the code. The code could loop forever, but in each iteration, we ask the user to input some information that specifies whether he wants to continue or not. A conditional statement is used to determine whether he specifies yes or no. If the user said no, then a break statement is executed and the loop is exited. So the important idea here is that we can always use a break statement to break out of a loop early. Box D, the continue keyword. In contrast to breaking out of a loop early, we may have special cases that allow us to decide early on whether we can jump straight to the next loop cycle. The sample program in box D sums the numbers from 0 to 15. However, it ignores the numbers 3, 7, and 13. It does this by testing for these numbers, and if it finds one of them, then the program simply continues to the next loop cycle, thereby ignoring them.